Hello everyone and welcome back to Tales Reviews. That's right, this is the part of Geek.io where I take the movie that the team has decided to watch and I do put it in my own style. That is a horrible suggestion. This week we are watching The Raven, and right off the top, I enjoyed watching this movie. Basically, this movie is set in ancient British time, where an acclaimed poet and critic of poet pieces, inspires a serial killer to plot out his murders exactly how they are published in the newspaper. While the plot of the film is fictional, the writers based it on some accounts with real situation surrounding Edgar Allan Poe's mysterious death. And that is basically my interpretation of what this movie is. A few random facts about this movie. This movie holds a 22% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Tomatoes. Semantics. You call it tomatoes. You're the other way around. Based on 123 reviews that it got. Also, this movie barely broke even at the box office by grossing $26.5 million worldwide on a $26 million budget. That's right. It made 0.5 of a million, which is, what, $50,000. So, yay for them. This movie I loved. Actually enjoyed this movie. Surprisingly enjoyed this movie. I read the description of it and went, yeah. But I actually quite enjoyed this movie. This movie provided something a bit different. First of all, I don't sound either enthused or at all like a human, that's because I'm recording this at 12:03 a.m. on the Thursday. So, fun times had all around. Just a bit of a disclaimer. My rating. Also, I give it an 8.5. Now, I loved the overall motif of the olden British style stuff. I don't know what it is about it, but I find that type of stuff interesting and fun to watch, and the police uniforms were just cracking me up, and just the way they were talking as well, that olden style Shakespearean talk cracks me up for some strange reason. Also, Hamlet is an interesting movie choice. Not movie choice. Play choice. My mind is mush. Play choice as well. So, yeah, that's interesting to me. Some of my other notes that I have here: bad pickup lines in that car when the girl that he was going to later marry, Emma, I think her name is. I think. I don't know. But that scene had bad pickup lines, so there's that. Also, I have one line in there that particularly grabbed my attention was because it's based on murder, if the poet changed his murders to erotica, that would it have the same effect? And that's an interesting question, so I'm going to pose that question to all of you guys. If this concept was to be replaced instead of murder to erotica, would it have the same effect? I would hope so, and boy, that would make an interesting movie that they would air on the porn channel at 8:55 in the morning. What the hell? At midnight. So, also, you don't go. I'm not a frequent member of a bar. But you don't go in the bar quoting poetry. If you go in there quoting poetry, you're actually asking for a fight, realistically. Okay, so this person's a reviewer. I'm a reviewer. I'm not saying I'm as professional as what he is, but he gets angry when his things aren't published. I hope I'm not being bumped for anything. I would certainly hope not. It would make me very angry, but over something called Longfellow, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind something called Longfellow to replace me, so there's that. Also, this movie had very thin blood. I don't know about you, but I found the blood to be uncomfortably thin and just off. So, there you go. Oh, and this movie had horses, so by I know Bud Long isn't there, but this is going to be a present for him, so I have to do my quietest horse impersonation. So here we go. There you go. That was for you. That's going to be about it for me. I didn't really have much to cover. Oh, my microphone's gone all fuzzy. I don't have much to cover in the way of this movie on a rapid fire style. So I'm gonna thank the Geek.io crew as always for letting me release the Trainees Kitchen every week. If you, the listener, have a rant and review idea, you can email the show at feedback@geek-io.com, or you can send it to me directly at thechefwonder@gmail.com, or you can tweet your suggestions to me at twitter.com/thedalecampbell. Campbell. Camp Bell, if you're wondering how to spell any of my name. Until next week, I'm ju now jumping on the Keep Calm and bandwagon, like I did la to finish off my review last week. I'm now jumping on that bandwagon with the audio version. Keep calm and tranny on. That sounds really, really bad, but thank you once again, and remember I gave this movie an 8.5 Tito's out of 10, and was it on the higher end or the lower end of the half? I'm going to say the lower end of the half. Yep, the lower end of the half of tranny. Take that out of context. All right. Thank you, and we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.